We're back with More Than Money on QR Calgary. Rob, 1.2 million mortgages coming up for maturity in or renewal in 2025.
It's a lot, and I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
Yep.
Okay, so right now, your mortgage, what's the interest rate?
2.06.
Oh, you got on the high end of that. There are people below that number.
Yeah.
And what's the rate that you're looking at when it comes up for maturity if you were to renew today?
Four.
Right. So four to five?
You're double. Yep.
Ouch.
Yep.
Now, we need to speak to some people about this because this is going to be sticker shock for many people. And now think about as you are entering into retirement, you've got that mortgage or you've got a rental property that was cash flow positive and now interest rates are going up, may not give you that cash flow positiveness, or you bought a vacation property in the pandemic.
Yeah. Or
you at next to zero interest rates. To zero interest rates.
Free.
Surprise.
Or you're heading into retirement and you want to hang on to your primary resident. There might be a little bit of a mortgage left.
So this is going to be interesting times now. And that's why we brought on Faiz Kaku, licensed mortgage agent and director of AOD with Indy Mortgage. Faiz, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you heard the setup. Well, Rob has his renewal coming up. It's pretty much doubling your interest rate. So what does he do, Faiz?
Pray. No, you know what? It's if I had a nickel for every time I'm having this conversation, I would be retired on a sunny beach somewhere. But you know what? Yes, you're right. Rates are, you know, for Matt's sake, doubling from where they were. But remember, your payment is not necessarily going to double. So, you know, there is going to be a little bit of sticker shock, but this is where you come to us and we can have a chat, right? Let's look at cash flow. Let's look at a couple of different things. And in all honesty, it may not be as much of a shock as most people may think. I just did my renewal in October. And, you know, my payment actually didn't go up a whole heck of a lot because there's different strategies that we can help with that in terms of prepayment privileges and a couple other things. So I wouldn't worry too much, but I would be cognizant of it.
Faiz, how many of the customers or clients that you deal with when they're going through a renewal like you did in October, like Rob's going to be doing in 2025, sit down with you and talk to you about what's in their financial plan and what works for them?
Well, we actually encourage all of our clients to do that because it's not about the interest rate. It's about the overall picture. So we're looking at cash flow. We're looking at potentially other debt management, and then looking at it as a holistic view to just say, you know, what's the best interest rate? Well, 9 times out of 10, it's a bigger question that they're asking, but they just don't know how to ask it. And a lot of the times, especially in today's, the way things are going, it's cash flow management. So this is where we come in and we have that conversation with them about that.
So Faiz, one thing that we strongly suggest at our team is that those who are less than 5 years away from retirement, those who are in retirement, those who are maybe have a vacation property that has a mortgage assigned or associated with that, or even a rental property, as we get through this 1.2 million renewals coming up, we strongly suggest that people sit down with their financial advisor and mortgage advisor working together to see the big picture from not only cash flow, but also from tax, from their retirement plans and other financial goals that they have. How often do you sit down with financial advisors, wealth advisors, financial planners, and have a collaborative conversation? Does that happen? Because we don't see it much out there with our view, but I'd love to hear from you. Do you see that happening?
You know, for my own personal book of business, I would say probably about 30 to 40% of the time, we are actually sitting down with either the accountant or having some sort of joint conversation, because I advise them. I say, look, it's easy for me to just give you a rate and give you a payment and off you go. But how is it going to affect, you know, cash flow in 1, 2, 3, 4 years down the road? To your point, are you retiring? Is there going to be a change in income? You know, unfortunately, right now we're seeing a lot of spousal breakdowns. So that's a whole other unique conversation that we're having on how that's going to impact that mortgage, that household, that income. So yeah, about 30, 40% for my book, but in all honesty, I wouldn't be surprised if that number is a lot lower in the general public, because, you know, I advocate to, it's a holistic conversation. It's not just a one and done thing. So
when interest rates were so low 5 years ago, and now in 2025, they'll be much higher. The conversation that comes up a lot, and we always defer to people like you, Faiz, when we get the question, should I get a fixed mortgage? Should I get a variable mortgage? The Bank of Canada sounds like they're going to be pretty aggressive in cutting their interest rates. What should I do from a from an overall perspective? Is it better for these 1.2 million mortgages coming up for renewal next year to look at fixed or variable?
You know, once again, I'm gonna defer back to my previous statement. It's a holistic look. You know, I call the fixed rate mortgages your head on the pillow mortgage, right? Put your head on the pillow every night. You know what your payment's going to be. There's not going to be any change. You can manage cash flow. And there's a big chunk of the population that like that head on the pillow. But to your point, rates are going down. They're anticipated to keep going down. And if you have a little bit of a risk tolerance, yeah, go with the variable rate mortgage. And, you know, as I'm saying right now, ride the wave down. But it's, once again, a holistic conversation to say everyone go with variable, everyone go with fixed. We really have to look at what their finances and what their overall situation looks like.
Because we're all human in nature, and we all speculate. We can't stop that. We do it every day. We watch the markets, right? You're going to go through that process now of the speculation, and I've heard this of, you know, how much further down are rates going to go? They're not going back down to the bare bottom we saw in pandemic era, right? So when you're talking to clients, how far in advance can you actually talk and kind of set your rate in too when you're dealing with clients?
So, you know, funny enough, yesterday, well, we all got the announcement about the GST holiday, if you want to call it. On the same hand, the bond yields have been going up. So my prediction is rates are probably going to edge just up a bit in the coming week or so. Nothing drastic. But that also means that the Bank of Canada is probably not going to be as aggressive in December with their rate drop. Everyone was saying about 50 basis points. I'm thinking with this GST holiday, it's probably going to be a quarter point drop in December and then further into the new year. I've always said I've been in finance banking for over 20 years. I've always said 5% range is kind of where that healthy mortgage lending is at. And funny enough, that's kind of where we're at right now. So in my opinion, rates are probably going to stay in the neighborhood of where they are right now. You might see 10, 15, maybe 20 basis points here and there on that 5-year fixed, but it's going to stay in the neighborhood of where it's at right now. The true savings is going to come in the coming 18 to 24 months on that variable rate side, where prime is sitting at 5.95 on an insured mortgage. You're going to get probably about 1% off of that. So I see that rate coming down a little bit more than where the fixed rates are at.
Faiz, the CEO of Royal Bank, came out and said, we're going to be going through a mortgage war. That means the battle's out there. All these financial institutions, all these banks are ready to bid for your business out there. How easy is it for a Canadian to shop around using services like yours and move from one financial institution to another if it's in their best interest?
Actually, you know, funny enough, it's actually very easy. The effective November 21st, the clients are no longer required to use the mortgage qualifying rate to qualify for the mortgage if they're doing a straight switch. So it's just the contract rate that's going to be offered at the new lender that the clients have to qualify for. Previously, they had to qualify at the contract plus 2% or the lower of the Bank of Canada, the mortgage qualifying rate. That's no longer in effect anymore as of yesterday. So it's actually going to make it a lot easier. But this is where coming to a licensed professional and having that conversation is going to make sense, because are we doing a straight switch? Do we need to refinance some debt in there? Once again, that overall picture, looking at cash flow, looking at that overall financial picture for the client.
Faiz, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again, and look forward to talking to you soon.
On December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn, we are having a seminar talking about cash flow, protecting your income. Don't forget to join us at morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, Faiz talked about the GST. What's the impact, economic, financial, even for businesses? Join us after the break. We're going to talk about that on QR Calgary and More Than Money.